The Medical Center Monday reported 8 new COVID cases for non-residents who arrived in Petersburg on a private boat. Those visitors notified PMC of their symptoms, and all passengers on board tested positive. The medical center said they're isolating and don't pose a risk of spreading the illness in the community. CEO Phil Hofstetter told the assembly that PMC misses the structure of the Emergency Operations Center.
I know that the EOC has been disbanded. It'd be nice if we had sort of a scaled back version of that if possible, simply because we're having some difficulty getting communication to the community. We're also having, working with the school and other agencies related to some mitigation plans. So again, not necessarily full on EOC, but it's certainly missed that when we don't have that structure.
Hofstetter asked for help from the borough in disseminating information. The EOC was made up of heads of borough departments, along with representatives from public health, the school district, and hospital. It operated for about a year, sharing information and posting the latest about COVID in Petersburg on a borough-run dashboard. The borough also put out press releases on a regular basis. Since the end of June, those responsibilities have fallen largely to the local hospital, although the borough's emergency manager still attends regular meetings on the topic. The medical center still maintains the dashboard of cases and testing numbers and also issues press releases. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht noted, without a local disaster declaration in place, restarting the EOC is not an option. And he said he'd have to think about who in the borough would take on some of the help sought by the hospital.
We all put a lot of projects aside during COVID, so we'll have to go walk through and figure out who we can spare to try to do some of these other things. It'll take some thought.
Giesbrecht, though, thought the borough could share the latest information on its website. Assemblymember Dave Kensinger pressed the manager about filling some of the information gaps.
I want us to stay in the situation we're in right now, where we don't have a lot of COVID cases. We're able to open our schools. You know, everything's good here right now, but as we know, that could change overnight. So I don't want to see that happen.
Sure. And again, through the mayor, that's up to the assembly. I mean, if the assembly wants resources put onto this, then that's exactly what we'll do. I want to be careful about committing to a full EOC type environment. We can't do that, again, unless the assembly says, Steve, pull all your department heads. And then we're going to have to do some other things to, back off on some of the projects we've got out there.
Assembly member Jeff Mucci noted the lack of COVID information on the borough's website and thought other communities in Southeast are still providing that service. He wanted to respond to the medical center's request and also noted that the school district is grappling with its own mitigation plan for the upcoming year.
I was looking at websites from all the rest of the communities in Southeast yesterday, and Petersburg Borough is the only one that doesn't have a COVID-19 information update page on it, where you can go to a site on the Petersburg Borough and click on something and it'll take you to a link for the hospital, the school district, and I think we're lacking there.
Mucci hoped to be more informed and wanted to have the topic on the agenda for next week's borough assembly meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.